Lyndon Johnson knew all the political tricks, the dirty, the not-so-dirty, and the really dirty. He learned an early lesson in 1941 when he had a Senate election stolen from him. 7 years later, he stole one himself, winning by just 87 votes out of nearly a million cast. He picked up a lot of back-alley knowledge along the way, and it served him well in Washington, where he soon became famous for twisting arms with the best of them. His most effective tools were his imposing physical presence and his oppressive vulgarity, a powerful combination known as the Johnson treatment. The President of the United States of America would regularly crowd people against walls and stick his face right down into theirs as he bullied them about one issue or another. Barking, cursing, and even spitting were not at all unusual. Once, Vice President Hubert Humphrey rolled up his pants to show some friends the result of such an encounter with Johnson. Cuts and bruises on his shins where the President had kicked him several times before yelling, "Get going now!" All of this made it exceedingly hard to say no to the man. Yet what made Johnson such a compelling public figure wasn't his bully boy ways, or even his habit of relieving himself in front of female staff members. Rather, it was his rare gift, according to biographer Robert Caro, for mobilizing the powers of government to raise up the downtrodden. Even as a young teacher in Texas, LBJ had persuaded the all-white school board to buy playground equipment for his all-Mexican school. That way, his students could at least play during lunchtime, even if they didn't have a proper lunch to eat. As president, Johnson continued this work, declaring a war on poverty and strong-arming Congress into accepting the most far-reaching civil rights legislation since Reconstruction. But it was another war, the war in Vietnam, that ultimately undermined these achievements. The deceptions that Johnson practiced in order to escalate the war in Vietnam will always stain his record. But Johnson, like Texas itself, remains simply too large and too enjoyable to ignore. It may not be his greatest triumph, but Johnson was the first senator to have a telephone in his car. When Minority Leader Everett Dirksen found out, he got one too, and called Johnson right away, limo to limo. "Can you hang on a second, Ev?" Johnson answered. "My other phone is ringing."